Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Margie Van Deven has been fired as state education commissioner by the Missouri Board of Education. Member Mike Jones of St. Louis, who voted in favor of keeping Van Deven, says the board has lost its legitimacy as a governing body.
I think this board today forfeited its right to ask for your cooperation in implementing public policy. Now, I know that's real hard because children are at risk.
The five members who voted to terminate Van Deven are all of the governor's appointments. Governor Greitens, who has led efforts for several months to oust the state's education CEO, says the board has taken a major step in the right direction to improve Missouri's public education. Expect a vote today on a massive bill to restructure federal taxes. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt supports the measure, which has just been amended to once again include some state property tax exemptions, allowing taxpayers to deduct up to $10,000 in property taxes.
All of that 10% that pay less than $10,000 get full credit for their property tax. Missouri will be one of the states that benefits from us not continuing to subsidize high tax states and cities like the federal government currently does with its tax policy.
Senators who fought for that say it will save taxpayers $148 billion over 10 years compared with an earlier version of the bill. A lawsuit involving the former St. Louis Rams is being considered today by a court. The city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority filed a lawsuit claiming the NFL did not follow its relocation rules when the Rams moved to L.A. last year. The NFL claims there's no legitimate basis to the lawsuit. A Kansas City high school student has reported having sexual contact with a teacher there. The Kansas City Star reports that authorities are investigating the alleged incident involving a female student. Missouri's unclaimed property auction this week has earned more than $185,000. That's a 23% increase from the last auction. Items came from safe deposit boxes that have been turned over to the Missouri State Treasurer's Office after 5 years of inactivity or no contact from the owner. Women's athletic programs are in the national spotlight this weekend. Missouri Net Sports Director Bill Pollack reports.
It will be an exciting weekend for baseball and football fans. The Cardinals play the Cubs, who they trail by 3 games for the division lead. The Royals are trying to halt the Cleveland Indians' win streak, which reached 22 games last night. Mizzou hosts Purdue on Saturday. Chiefs home opener Sunday. They look to go 2-0 when they host the Eagles. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.